Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. I say, unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Nobody can question what he does. Nobody can argue with him concerning his counsel, concerning his purpose, concerning that which he has determined to do. He determined to do a thing, he proposed to do a thing, he will do it. Because he is an unquestionable God. I say, unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Only what he permits will happen in your life, in my life. That which he did not, no power of hell, no scheme of man can cause it to come to pass in your life, in my life. I say, unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, that is why he is called Jehovah, the unquestionable God, the sovereign God, the supreme God, the one that reigns supremely over everything in heaven and on earth. Nothing happened besides him. He knows all things. He is Jehovah. Hey, what he says, that is what he will do. Because it's not a son of man that will lie, that will say a thing and say, I'm sorry, I don't mean it. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Oh, he is called Jehovah because whatsoever thing he says he will do, whatsoever thing he decreed and declared, whatsoever thing he plans and proposed, that is what he will do. He watches over his word to make sure it comes to pass. His word can never fall to ground. He is Jehovah. I say, that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, and that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Our God is Jehovah Almighty. Our God is Jehovah Almighty. Our God is Jehovah Almighty. He is Jehovah, the man of war. He has never lost a battle. He is ever winning. He's the winning Jehovah. He's the conqueror's king. He is the one that gives victory unto his people. Our God is Jehovah. I said, Jehovah is your name. 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 Oh, mighty warrior, oh, so great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Our God is Jehovah, the man of war. He is the one, the mighty warrior. He is the one that is great in battle. He is the one that is ever winning. He is God that never lost a battle. In your life, in my life, our God is stronger than our enemies. Our God is the one fighting our battles. Our God is the one giving victory unto us, his kings and priests on earth. Our God is mighty in power. Our God is mighty in deliverance. Our God is mighty in salvation. Our God is Jehovah. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, oh, so great in battle. Jehovah is your name. He's the one that said, don't worry, I am going ahead of you. I will fight your battle. You need not to fight in this battle. My sister, my brother, I want you to thank God because you have relationship with Jehovah, the man of war. Because you have relationship with the unquestionable God. Because you know the God that is called Jehovah. Oh, the one that says a thing and brings to pass. The one that nobody can question his audacity. Oh, nobody can question his supremacy. Nobody can say no to what he has declared. Nobody can say no to what he has decreed. For what he declared and decreed must come to pass. I want you to thank him. Thank this our God. Thank your God. Thank him because you can see him. Even fighting your battle. You can see him doing what pleases him. Even concerning your life. You can see him because he's the one reigning over your affairs. Because the word of the Lord says, our God Jehovah, the man of war, the mighty God, is the one that reigns over the affairs of men. He is the one ruling. He has the final say concerning that situation, concerning that circumstances, concerning your life, even concerning those that advancing against you. Oh, God has spoken. Oh, it shall not return to him void. It must fulfill the purpose of saying it. Daddy, we thank you. We thank you for grace and mercy. Oh, that brought us even unto this mountain of power again tonight. Father, we thank you for the past 1 week, oh Lord. Many have gone to the world of the dead, but by your mercy and grace, you spared our life. By your faithfulness, you shielded us even against the arrows of the enemy. By your faithfulness, you have been our buckler, our fortress, our rock, our hiding place. Daddy, we appreciate you. Thank you because you are the one that daily loaded us with benefits. Father, thank you, oh Lord. Those benefits that no money can buy. That benefit that nobody can give except you. Daddy, we appreciate it. Oh, the benefit of good health, of sound mind, of security, protection. Father, we appreciate you. If we start to count them, they are so numerous. But you have never failed, even giving us benefit every day. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have come again on this mountain to seek your face, our Father. We establish your kingdom in our midst on this mountain tonight. Daddy, we say come. Let that kingdom come. Father, we receive open heaven by the presence of your kingdom, even in our midst tonight. We receive open heaven upon every soul, Father, upon us put together. The Lord, our prayer shall ascend unto you as sweet smelling savor. And Lord, we shall receive, oh Lord, manifestation of answer prayers in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we come against principalities and powers, wicked spirit that rules in nation, in state, in county, in city, in neighborhood, that this message is being transmitted at this time. We render them useless and powerless. We say none of the prince of Persia that rules in areas will be able to withhold our answer prayers tonight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, you will answer us as we are going to say it into your hearing, even on this mountain today, according to that which you tell Moses. You said, Moses, tell these people, whatsoever thing they say is in my hearing, I will do it. Daddy, we have come, oh Lord, even to declare your decree, even into your hearing, what you have declared, what you have decreed. We have come even to decree them upon our life, to declare them upon our lives. Father, as we say it in your hearings, so you will do unto us in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his own holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sown deceitfully, the same shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our lives, individually and collectively. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and confidently, oh Lord, we enter into your presence. And Lord, we know that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, anything that will not allow us even to be acceptable in your presence tonight. Let the blood of Jesus, the cleansing power and the blood of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all iniquities, from all wrongs and errors, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised, forever your name be adored, even in our midst, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercies that endures forever. We enter your presence with heart full of thanks and gratitude, for you always answer our prayers on this mountain of power. You always showed up for us as our deliverer and our redeemer. Forever we will praise and honor your powerful and most holy name in our individual lives and in our lives collectively, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our almighty God, again tonight we have come to present our prayers according to your words, with thanksgiving and songs of praise, according to Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 that says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. My brothers and my sisters, tonight our Bible text that God wants us to pray from is the book of Jeremiah chapter 49. Be ready, because tonight you cannot allow sentiment to make you to keep your mouth shut. We have come tonight to declare the decree of the Lord, the plan and purpose, what God has spoken concerning our enemies. Is the word of God, It's not any pastor's word. It's not any evangelist's words. It's not any prophet's words. But this is the word that comes from the mouth of God through its servant, Jeremiah. From the verses we will read, there we will know and understand what God says about the enemies of his people that took possessions of what belonged to them. What God decreed and declared against the enemies of the Israelites, we are going to declare these decrees of God against our enemies, those that have wronged us and have dealt with us wickedly at any time, regardless. Psalm 2 verse 7 says, according to the psalmist, how we declare the decree of the Lord. It said to me, you are my son. And also, the book of Job chapter 22 verse 28 says, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. And the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. Brethren in the Lord, tonight we have come, we have decided to come to the throne of our God, to this mountain of power, to decree what the Lord God Almighty has decreed concerning us, and God will establish them unto us. In the name of Jesus, whatever thing we decree tonight, believe God, it will establish for you and for me. And you will testify in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready to declare the decree of the Lord like King David? And what Job 22:28 says, with our knowing and understanding what our God had decreed about us and against our enemies, we will go and declare, proclaim, and pronounce with our mouth. And all shall be established unto us against our enemies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and I will always declare the decree of the Lord about you, about your household, about us, even against the enemies. What the enemy is saying, you will stand up, you will face that enemy, and you will declare what God has decreed concerning you, concerning your husband, concerning your wife, concerning your children, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, the boldness to stand up and face that Goliath like David did, that, you know, face Goliath with the name of the Lord of hosts of heaven's army. So I release upon you and upon me boldness to declare the decree of the Lord in the face of your enemy, what God says about you, and not accepting what that enemy is saying. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as we declare the decree of the Lord upon our lives, so it shall be established unto us, so it shall be established for us. In the name of Jesus, in the physical and the spiritual, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as we declare God's words upon us and against our enemies, God's light, his favor, his mercy will shine upon our ways forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Like I said earlier, our Bible passage for tonight is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 49. We will go through verse 1 to 22 as the Lord help us. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. I will read it, then we talk about it for understanding. You know, you must pray with knowledge and with understanding. Because if you don't pray you will, with knowledge and understanding what God is saying, you may pray amiss. And we cannot afford to pray amiss, not even at this time. The Lord bless us as we go through it, and the Spirit of the Most High God even will help us to accomplish even the purpose and the counsel of God on this mountain tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1 of Jeremiah 49 says, concerning and against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, as Israel no sons to return after their captivity and claim the territory of Gad, east of the Jordan, which the Ammonites have taken over. As Israel Gad no heir, why then, as Malchon, the god of Ammonites, called their king, disposed and inherited God? And why do his people dwell in God's cities? What is that making in the land of your life, in the land of our lives? Those Ammonites that claim taking over our territories, that taking over our lands, our inheritance, the one that God has given unto us. I decree and declare, I declare what God says of that enemy, what God speaks against Ammonite that claimed and have taken over our territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, God declared October, this month that is running out, our month of recapturing territories. I declare tonight the decree of God that he will speak against the Macon, God of the Ammonites, that call his worshippers to dispose us of our land and of our inheritance in the name of Jesus. Remember, the word of God is powerful. When God speaks against your enemy, that is the doom of that enemy. So the Lord will do to anyone, any group of people that constitute and stand like Ammonites, even Ammonites in the land of your life, those things that belong to you, that they have taken over, that they have claimed as their own. Tonight, God is speaking against them, even in his sword route, in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God against kings and priests of Macon, occupying our territories, occupying our lands, physically and spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 2 of that Jeremiah 49, the word of the Lord says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will cause an alarm of war to be heard against Rabbah of the Ammonites, and it's the high ground on which he stand will become a desolate heap, and his daughters, that is villages, will be burned with fire. Then will Israel dispose those who disposed him, says the Lord. Israel will take possession of his possessor, says the Lord. This is the word of God. Believe God. He said it, he will bring it to pass. When God is against our enemies, he's terrifying. He's so terrifying. He will cause unrest for our enemies, regardless their gods. I decree and declare tonight that I declare this decree of God, that he will sound a battle cry against enemies occupying our territories, against enemies occupying and claiming even that your inheritance, our inheritance. Tonight, that sound of the battle is against them from the Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Isaiah 30:31 says, for through the voice of the Lord, the Assyrians shall be beaten down. I declare this decree of the Lord, that through the voice of God, enemies occupying our territories, our land, will be beaten down forever, in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God, that the high places of our enemies will become a desolate heap, in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of the Lord Almighty, Jehovah, the man of war, that all the people of our enemies brought into our territories and have claimed our inheritance will be burnt with fire, according to the word of God, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 3 of that Jeremiah 49 says, well, O Ishban in Moab, just south of Ammon, for I in Ammon is laid waste. Cry out, you daughters, that is the villages of Rabbah. Guard yourself with sackcloth, lament and run to and fro inside the sheepfold enclosures. For Macon, the God's king, shall go into exile. Oh my goodness. Together with his priests and his princes. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, we have a God that is mightier and stronger than any other gods. He is the Almighty Jehovah El Shaddai, who dethroned gods, kings, and priests. And princes, and none can dethrone him. He is the one that causes the enemy of his people to have calamities that made them run to and fro inside enclosure.
I declare these decrees of God tonight, that there shall be calamities in the camps and enclosures of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, I declare the decree of God against our enemies, that they will be running from pillar to post. They will be running to and fro inside their enclosure. In the mighty name of Jesus, your enemies and my enemies will be running thousands of miles up and down for lack of peace in their life. As the man of God has decreed it, so we declare it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare, according to the decree of God, that tonight may come the God of your enemies, the God of our enemies, that ask them to claim, that give them the audacity, that give them the courage to claim our inheritance, our territories. Oh, we go into Ezer and all his priests and princes in the name of Jesus. Shame we cover their gods, shame we cover their priests and even their princes in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 of that Jeremiah 49 says, why do you boast of your valleys? Your valley flows away, O Ammon, rebellious and faithless daughters. Who trusted in our treasure? Who said, who can come against me? You see, beloved in the Lord, let us not worry ourselves because of the bullies, the oppressors, because they are flowing valleys. You know, we dry up. They are rebellious and faithless. They only trusted in their treasures. For God will arise for us and disgrace them. Let us see what God decree about our bullies and oppressors in any form, at any level. According to verse 5 of that Jeremiah chapter 49, the word of the Lord says, behold, I will bring terror upon you, says the Lord of hosts, from all who are round about you, and you will be driven out, each man fleeing straight before him, without thought of his neighbor, and there will be no one to gather together the fugitives. There shall be pandemonium, chaotic situation, and wide uproar, very terrific occurrences in the land of every city of the Ammon. This is the word of God. This is what God decreed about Ammon, about the enemy of his people. I declare this decree of God, that tonight he will bring terror upon all bullies and oppressors that have claimed our territories, our inheritance, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God against the bullies in our territories, that they themselves and all that come with them to occupy our land, all their alliances in and around them, will be driven out our territories by the power of the Most High God. I declare the decree of God that tonight, that each of those supporting the bullies and the oppressors will flee, will run away from each other without thinking of one another. They will just say that, koloriko doriemu, oh yeah, you can flee anywhere. So shall it be that God will trouble them and will scatter them in the name of Jesus. I declare, according to the decree of God, that there shall be pandemonium, chaotic situation, and there will be uproar and terrific occurrences in the camps and lives of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 6 of that Jeremiah 49 says, and afterward I will reverse the captivity of the children of Ammon and restore their fortune, says the Lord. Why will God do this? Because our God is full of mercy. But it will not permit anyone that have done you and I wrong go unpunished. That is God. You know, it will bring that punishment upon them. But if they ask, they change from their wicked ways towards us and they repented, and no, I ask God for forgiveness, he will have mercy upon them, because he's a merciful God. That's why I declare the decree of God, that as many of our enemies that will stop bullying and oppressing us, that we come back and ask for forgiveness. That we give us back all those things, the territories, our inheritance that they have taken away from us forcefully. And even with this, if they return to God, remember, He will forgive them. So it shall be unto them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him now return to the Father. He will abundantly pardon. He will forgive him and he will heal him. He will restore him. Verse 7 of Jeremiah chapter 49 says, He revealed to us what God decreed and declared against Edom, another nation that rose up against the chosen one, the peculiar people, the treasure of God here on earth. Remember what the Edomites did unto God's chosen people, Israel. Be careful of how you treat others, and especially the people of God. You may or may not know how dearly and peculiar these people, those individuals, are to God. Do good to all. Never pay evil for good. God sees all things and He rewards everyone according to his deed or her deeds on her. The Bible said in Psalm 62 verse 12, And to thee, O Lord, mercy, for thou rewards everyone according to his work, so that the wicked shall feel the power of God. Look at what He decreed and declared, even concerning the Ammonite. It will come to pass. They will experience that regardless. When they repented of their wicked ways, God will have mercy on them. I declare the decree tonight that God will reward everyone according to his or her deeds in your life and in my life. Everyone in the land of your life, God will reward them according to their deeds against you, so the Lord will repay them in the name of Jesus. Verse 7, concerning and against Edom. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Is there no longer wisdom in Tamar, a district in Edom? Has counsel vanished from the intelligence and prudent? Is there wisdom all poured out and used up? God is able to make useless the wisdom, the counseling of the intelligent and prudent ones in the camp of our enemies. Among those that claimed and take over our territories, and those that are bullying and oppressing us, and those that are saying no way for us to cross over to go to our promised land to fulfill our destiny. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse 25b. I overturned the wisdom of the wise and turned their knowledge into foolishness. Exactly what he did unto Ahithophel. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 31. And according to King David's prayer. In the book of 2 Samuel 17 23. The word of the Lord says, Meanwhile, Ahithophel publicly disgraced when Absalom refused his advice. Sadly, his donkey went to his hometown, set his affairs in order, and hanged himself. So he died and was buried beside his father. I declare the decree of God tonight that he will overturn and turn the knowledge of the wise ones in the camps of our enemies into foolishness in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God that the wisdom of the Ahithophel man in the camp of our enemies will be poured out and used up tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of the Lord that God will disgrace the wise one in the camp of our enemies, and such one will hang himself in the mighty name of Jesus in the order of Ahithophel. So he will do unto himself if he refuses to repent and change from his wicked way. Verse 8 of that Jeremiah 49 says, Flee, turn back, dwell deep in the desert to escape the Chaldeans, O inhabitant of Dedan, neighbor of Edom, for I will bring the calamity and destruction of Esau upon him when I inspect and punish him. You see, they did evil to the children of God. They thought God is not seeing. You know, there's a portion in the Bible that said that they devised evil at night on their bed, and they said God did not see them. How foolish. God cannot see them. Brethren, our God is Jehovah too much. That's why the Yoruba call him Ogbeninija, Kerobonija. The one that avenges you, and you yourself, you'll be scared the way he's treating or what he's doing in the life of your enemies. When God arises to speak and work against your haters and enemies, it will terrify you too. See what he's doing on your behalf. We will therefore take God by his word against our enemies. It was their choice to become our enemies. And they have made up their decision to become our enemies. And our God is the one fighting against them. For he said in the book of Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, the word of the Lord said, "For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." I declare this word of God, that he will go with us into the month of November, and as for daily fighting our battle for us, fighting against our enemies in the name of Jesus, physically and spiritually. He is going ahead of us into the month of November, and he will be the one fighting our battles. Even those ones that are rising up against us, our God will face them and will defeat them and save us in the name of Jesus. I declare that this word, that it will bring calamity and destruction of the grandfather of our enemies upon their children. So shall it be. It will visit the iniquity of their great grandfather upon their children and children's children. I declare this decree of God, that he inspect and punish the children and grandchildren, even of our enemies, in the name of Jesus. Mind you, if they follow suit of their grandfathers and fathers, so shall it be that God will visit the iniquities of their fathers upon every Adam in the land of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Remember, I said he will visit the iniquity of Esau upon the Edomite. Verse 9, if great gather come to you, would they not leave some unclean grapes? If thieves came by night, would they not destroy only what is enough for them? I decree the declare of the Lord, the decree of the Lord Almighty tonight, that there will be nothing left for our enemies. The thieves will come and they will plunder them in the name of Jesus, physically and spiritually. For the mouth of the Lord has said it. I declare that all our enemies gathered by deceit and forcefully from us, they claim it deceitfully and forcefully, will be taken away from them tonight in the name of Jesus. Verse 10, but I have stripped Esau beard. I have uncovered his hiding places, and he cannot hide himself. His offspring will be destroyed with his brethren and his neighbors, and he will be no more. You better be careful of who you are cohabiting with. If you are working with somebody that the curse of God is upon, let me tell you, it's only the mercy of God. This is the word of God. It's not Becky's word. I declare this decree against man and woman, Edom, in our lives, that God will strip them bare naked tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God against that Edom man in our lives, that he or she is hiding, thinking God cannot see him. I decree and declare that his or her hiding place are uncovered tonight, and he or she will not be able to hide again in the name of Jesus. God will expose such either man and woman in our lives in the name of Jesus. No coverage for them again in the name of Jesus. Verse 11 of Jeremiah 49 says, leave your fatherless children. I will do what is necessary to preserve them alive. And let those who have been made your widows trust and confide in me. What God, the word of God is saying there, meaning that God will take care of the children and wife of any idiom left behind. You know, God, I don't know how to describe God. Is Jehovah too much? Jehovah overdo. And he's a merciful God. Despite that, he still have mercy on the fatherless, you know, the widows, those ones that because of the atrocity of the father, they God killed their father, and God killed the husband, so the children became fatherless, and the wife became widow. God said that, don't worry, I will take care of them. Again, our God is merciful. He can never stop doing good. In the midst of his wrath, again, against the Edomite, he still promised to take care of their children and wives. I declare and this decree of God, that God will be merciful to the children. Let me tell you, let the children not follow the suit of their father. The Yoruba will say, Jobi, obiomole obioro. Ageku ejo, oman shoro ju odide jolo. I decree and declare that the children of those Edomites in your life, in my life, will not follow the wicked ways of their father. They will run to God, and God will show mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. Their wives will repent from their wicked ways, and they will return to God. They will trust and confide in the Almighty God to take care of them, and God will be merciful unto them in the name of Jesus. If they trust in the Lord and not in the wickedness done, left for them by their husband, and they confide in God. Verse 12, for thus says the Lord, behold, Israel who ruled was not to drink the cup of wrath shall actually drink, and you to remain unpunished. You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink. Understand this clearly, my brothers and my sisters. God was talking about other Israelites from the same father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that are wicked to their brothers and sisters on their way, you know, to the promised land. But they thought that they can escape God's wrath and punishment. Remember, no deeds will go unrewarded. According to this decree of God, I declare, all that have done us wrong will not go unpunished. For they will surely drink of the cup of the wrath of God in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God that all that have joined their brothers and sisters in doing evil unto us, unto you, and unto me will be punished likewise in the name of Jesus. Verse 13 says, for I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah in Edom, between Petra and the Dead Sea, shall become a terror, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual waste. Bozrah was the capital city of Edom and the country of Jacob's twin relative. Remember that story? Esau. Bozrah was a city of Jacob, of Jabal, a king in Edom. Psalm 137 verse 7 says, remember, O Lord, the sons of Edom, on the day Jerusalem fell. Look at what they were saying. Destroy it, they said. Tear it down to its foundation. I declare the decree of God that all relatives of ours, like Bozrah, shall become an horror to themselves tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of the Lord that every relative of ours in the order of Bozrah will become a reproach, a waste, and a curse in the land of the living, according to the decree of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that all Bozrah and their people in our life shall be perpetual waste in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 14 of Jeremiah 49 says, I have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger is sent to the nation, saying, gather together and come against her, and rise up for the battle. Look at what verse 15 says. Because of our time, for behold, I will make you, Edom, small among the nations, and despised among men. My brothers and my sisters in the Lord, Let them all gather together against you. Let them gather together against us. Do not be dismayed. As many as they are, rising up battle against you. Hear what God says. The Lord said it in that verse 15. I will make them what? Small among nations. As many as they are, and they will be despised among men. I declare the decree of God tonight. The Edom in our lives, in your lives and in my life, God will make them small among others. In the name of Jesus, I declare the decree of God that every Edom in the land of our lives, physically and spiritually, will be despised among men on earth, according to the decree of God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 16 of that Jeremiah 49 says, your object of horror, your idol, has deceived you, and the pride of your heart has deceived you. All you who dwell in the cleft of the rock, Selah and Petra, who hold and occupy the heights of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagles, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Remember, God cannot stand and behold a prideful and arrogant person. Therefore, it will bring such a man down. Before destruction is pride. I declare this decree of God tonight, that every prideful and arrogant buzzard, God will bring down tonight in your life and in my life, in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord says in the book of Daniel chapter 5, 20 to 21. But Nebuchadnezzar became proud and stubborn. So his power was taken away from him, taken off his royal throne and stripped of his glory. Then he was forced to go away from his people, and his mind became like the mind of an animal. I decree and declare that the power of that boastful one in your life, the boastful one called Buzzard, anyone that represents Buzzard of Edom in your life and in my life, will be taken away from him or her tonight, from them tonight, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that such will be taken away from his or her lofty position, will be stripped of his or her glory tonight, according to the decree of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that any Bozrah, man or woman, in your life, in my life, in our lives, will be forced away from among men, and their minds will become like that of an animal, in the name of Jesus. This is the word of God, and so shall it be, as we have decreed it in this hearing tonight, in Jesus' name. Verse 17, and Edom shall be an astonishment and horror. Everyone who goes by it shall be astonished and shall ease with horror at all its plagues and disaster. This is the decree of God against Edom, the relative enemy of Israel. You remember their relative. I declare this decree of God against my relatives, your relatives' enemies, that they shall be an astonishment and an horror to themselves tonight, in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God that everyone who visits them shall be astonished and shall ease upon them with the terror that they will see, the plagues and the disaster that they will see. Why do anything to po shele lori? Everyone that is fighting against you, your relative that stands along your way, that say you will not get to your promised land, you will not fulfill your destiny, by the power of this word of God, they shall become that which people will ease upon, in Jesus' name. Verse 18, as it was in the overthrown of Sodom and Gomorrah and neighbor and their neighboring cities, says the Lord, no man shall dwell there, neither shall a son of man live in their territory. God decree it about Sodom and Gomorrah and their nearby city. So God is declaring concerning everyone that stands as Edom, that stand as Ammonite, in your life and in my life. I declare the decree of God against my relative Edom, that says he shall not allow me, even to get to my destiny. They will not allow me to cross over to my promised land. Perpetual destruction upon them tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare this decree of God that anyone who cohabits with them will go away quickly, even for their horrors will make him or her to be troubled in the name of Jesus. Verse 19 says, see, there comes upon Nebuchadnezzar like a lion from the locking in the jungle, the pride of the Jordan against the strong habitation of Edom, and into the permanent pastures, for a tinkling I will drive him, that is Edom, from there, and I will appoint over him the one whom I chose. God will soon drive away even that those who, people that constitute Edom in your life and in my life. You go and read Psalm 109 verse 2 and 5. He said, they return evil for good and hatred for love. Look at what verse 6 of that Psalm 109 says, and 7. Set a wicked man against him, and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become of sin. I declare this decree of God tonight. He will be driven away in your life and in my life. They will be driven away. Those that stands as Edom men and women in our life, those boastful and arrogant ones in the land of our life, they will be driven away tonight by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, according to Psalm 109 verse 6, that God will set a wicked man against everyone that pay us evil for good, and accuser will stand at his right hand tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare this word of God tonight by the word of God in the book of Psalm 109 verse 7, that when it comes to be judged, or when it comes upon to be judged, it will be condemned in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this word of God tonight, according to Psalm 109 verse 7b, that the prayer of every enemies in your life, every Edomite, every Ammonite, those that have taken possession, that claim your inheritance and my inheritance, that prayer becomes sin before God tonight in the name of Jesus. Our haters, enemies are in trouble. Big one. God does terrible things in righteousness against the enemy of his people, according to Psalm 65 verse 5. For who is like me, and who will appoint for me the time and prosecute me for this proceeding? And what earthly nation shepherd can stand before me and defy me? Nobody. Verse 20 says, therefore, hear the plans of the Lord, which he has made against Edom, and his purpose, which he has formed against inhabitants of Teman. Surely they shall be dragged away, even the little ones of the flocks. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate because of them, and their foes shocked at their fate. Teman, grandson of Esau, the dukes of Teman, named after the chiefs and clans of Edom. Hatred passed down from grandfather to grandson. God dealt, he deals with Edom and the city of his grandson. I declare the decree of the Lord against Edom and his grandson, granddaughter, and all great granddaughter of that man Edom in your life, in my life, today, that their land shall become desolate, their habitation shall become desolate. The mouth of God has said it, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Remember Ataliah and what's the name of this Jezebel? Remember the grandmother passed it down. I decree the decree of the Lord against offspring of the Edom man and woman in our lives, that they will have shock of their life destruction in the name of Jesus, and it shall be great in the name of Jesus. Verse 21 of that Jeremiah 49 says, at the sound of their fall, the earth shall tremble. At their crying, the sound shall be heard. Let me tell you, I decree and declare tonight that the sound of the fall of your Edomite, that man, that woman, that arrogant one in the land of your life, that one that claimed that which belonged to you, their fall, the sound of their fall, I'm telling you, and all their alliances shall tremble the earth in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God tonight. The sound of their crying shall be heard in all nations of the world, because nobody will be able to quiet them. Because they will see it will be so terrible. They will continue to cry, nobody to stop them. In the name of Jesus, regretting all their actions against you and against me, against all the children of God, in the name of Jesus. And last verse for tonight, verse 22 said, behold, one will come up and fly swiftly like an eagle and spread his wings against the Edomite city of Bozrah. And in that day, the heart of the mighty warriors of Edom will be like the heart of a woman in her childbirth. I decree this decree of God that a wicked one, those wicked ones, God will cause the wicked one to come against even that Edomite in your life, in my life, that Ammonites in our lives, that Lord will cause a stronger one, even Nebuchadnezzar, the one that does not fear God, the one that honor no God. Remember what Pharaoh told Moses. The Bible said that Pharaoh said, I did not even know God. I don't know any God. You know, God will assign it against every Edomite, every Ammonite in your life and in my life. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I declare the decree of God that tonight, warriors of the Edomite in our lives will be like the heart of a woman in childbirth. They will be powerless. They will be groaning because they cannot do anything. The Lord will trouble them. The Lord will cause fear to be upon them. In the name of Jesus. Because you know what? God has said it. And so shall it be. That we are recapturing. We are taking over. Oh, we are taking over. Even every territories that they have deceitfully and wrongfully taken away from us. The mouth of the Lord has said it. And we have decreed what God has decreed concerning us. We have proclaimed and announced it and declared it. So the Lord will do unto us that we shall have even evidential proof that God has given us back even our territories. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Till next month, continue to rejoice, for the Lord has given you the victory. You have taken over. Be in expectation to receive manifestation, and you will testify very soon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. I remain your sister, Becky Adedokun. I love you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.